Piper?
Definitely, you know, trying to cram everything into a couple days. You know, usually the playbook, you learn it in OTAs and mini camps, but me, I got to learn it quick. I've been here since Wednesday night, so I'm trying to, it's been only a couple days, so I've been trying to throw the whole playbook in, stand up all night, and trying to get it down.
Is that a pretty helpless feeling on the field on Sunday when there were a couple times where it seemed like, if now you need to be over here?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, you can't play as fast as you want to. You know, you can't run out the huddle, run to your spot, look at the defense, because you don't know what to do. So that's why it's going to take time, but, you know, it's coming along. The day I did much better. I had a little more time over the weekend, yesterday, and it's coming.
What's the biggest benefit of actually having the plays, the snaps down on film from Sunday for you?
You know, just seeing where everything is happening, you know, seeing the own play call that they call in the game where I can watch it, and seeing who running what route. And, you know, seeing where I line up at. And that's the biggest thing, just knowing when to line up and knowing what you got.
Have you figured out a way to simplify?
I don't really think you can, you know.
Who's been helpful, I guess, with you?
All of them, you know, all the receivers, you know, Tom himself, you know, the coaching staff, you know, they all been helpful to me, you know, just whether it's meeting before practice, after, in the locker room, and it's been coming along great to me.
How dominating a feeling was it to clinch a first round bye?
being
here for a few days.
Being here for a day or two, you know, it felt good. You know, we went out there, we got a good win, and that's a good thing about it.
Do you, on a week like this, they have Cromartie and Green and Revis, do you worry about them, or do you still have to spend more time worrying about yourself and getting yourself right with this playbook?
Definitely, man. You got to worry about both. I mean, but for me, you know, I'm still trying to get the playbook down. You know, still trying to learn where to line up at. And that's a tough part about it. You gotta know your stuff, and you gotta look at the defense and see what they're doing, because you gotta prepare those guys. The Jets, they got a pretty good team, you know. Whether it's Revis, Cromartie, or Screen, you know, they play some good ball. And you gotta find time to study them, and you gotta find a whole lot of time to do our work.
You get much sleep?
No, not at all, man. You know, with the plays, with my three kids and wife in the room, and you know, just trying to get everything down. But you know, it's gonna come.
See a lot of guys come and go. How nice is it to see a guy like Steven Jackson, you know, three-time Pro Bowler, 11-year veteran, walk into the locker room?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it's a part of the league. You know, a lot of guys come and go. You know, you have some guys stay, some guys do well, some guys come and go. But, you know, it's great to have to see some good faces, some people I've seen growing up and playing. And, you know, I'm loving the locker room.
I know you didn't play with them in Atlanta, right? But were there guys in Atlanta that, you know, when you were – there talked about Steven and the kind of influence he had?
Definitely, man. You know, you hear a lot of the good players, you know, no matter where you're at, whether it's here or in Atlanta or in outside the Redskins. You hear all about everything, you know. Guys still was friends with him and stuff like that. They talked to him, and I heard a lot.
Leonard, what kind of relationship did you have with James White?
James White, he was like 3 years younger than me, you know. When we was on the same school in high school, you know, he was a good back. You know, and the relationship was good, because anybody, you know, if you're on the same team, you want to talk to people, you want to hang out with them and do all those types of things. So it was good.
Has he been particularly helpful since coming over to pitch?
Yeah, definitely. He's been asking me how I'm getting along. I mean, how it's coming along for me, and you know, just to stay in touch, and it's working out.